Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From BaltimoreBaseball.com on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every week, Rich Dubroff. Rich, first of all, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Bob, and great Vinny in beautiful Chicago.
Nice. All right. Now let's talk about Mike Elias and his new nameplate and all the fun things that go along with that. Boy, did they keep that secret or what? No doubt about it. Now the Orioles in search of a GM. They haven't officially, as you know, Rich, because you're around the team all the time, officially announced that they've even promoted Mike Elias to a grand poobah of all things baseball. But first of all, when the news came out, your surprise level was what? Secondly, when they do get around to hiring a GM, how does this change the power structure, if at all, for Mike Elias? Is he still going to be calling the shots when it's all said and done?
Well, first of all, my surprise level from 1 to 10 would have been a 10 because I had no idea. You know, I had no idea that this was happening, obviously, and no idea that this had happened, you know, 8 months ago or 9 months ago or however long ago it was. And as for, you know, dividing up the responsibilities, I'm really not sure. I think Elias will be in charge of most of the, most of the important moves, but there's so many moving parts. I mean, you know, he doesn't have enough time to really look at the minor leagues in depth, look at scouting in depth, as well as, you know, the major league club. You know, when he first started, he was out scouting those first few years where they had really high draft picks. They're probably going to have a really high draft pick next year too. But then as the team got good, he would travel with the team more. And you'd see him around, you know, you'd see him around a lot on the road. This year, not so much. And, you know, I don't know exactly how it's going to be divided, but I would assume, you know, the big moves would be orchestrated by him. And, you know, a lot of the other moves would be orchestrated by the general manager. But I think that, you know, it's certainly surprising that it happened. But, I don't know who they're going to hire, where they're going to hire this person from. So, it's certainly interesting. You know, the Orioles may be disappointing this year, but they're certainly interesting.
No doubt about that. And boy, it's like trying to get John Harbaugh to talk about injuries, trying to get stuff out of the warehouse for sure. Now, you got a big off season coming up where you're going to need a new manager, we think, with all the respect to Tony Mancino, who's been above 500. He went through the 100-game mark with a winning record. That being said, are you getting any intel at all, Rich Dubroff, about who some of the names could be who are going to be interested in the Orioles' job, who the Orioles are interested in, and how attractive will this job be to insert candidate here?
Well, you know, I named some people that they could be interested in, but I have no special intel. I mean, the obvious names include, you know, Mike Matheny and Scott Servais, Brad Ausmus. You know, some people have thought David Ross would be a good name, Skip Schumacher. But those are sort of obvious, you know, obvious names, people who've been successful major league managers. So I think that, you know, I have no special intel. I have no idea who he's going after. I mean, if he didn't even tell us that he was, named the president of the baseball operations, I don't think he's going to be telling us who he's talking to. You know, Bob, one thing that's interesting is most of us, if we got a job promotion, we'd be bragging about it. We'd be telling everybody, "Oh, wow, look at my new job. You know, they promoted me." With Elias, you know, it's still in the masthead. They're still using his old title, you know, because they haven't officially acknowledged it. And as in terms of attractiveness, I think it's going to be a very attractive job. You know, look at the jobs that are open now: Pittsburgh, Washington, Colorado, perhaps the Angels. You know, and then there are going to be more: the Braves. I think that this is a very, very attractive opening. There are a number of really good players who the team has. You know, some of them haven't played up to expectations, but you know, they're certainly there. They're certainly a good base. I think the team is going to spend money. It's an attractive place. So I think that, you know, in terms of attractiveness, I think it's pretty high on the list.
Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us from Chicago, where the Orioles take on the White Sox tonight. Dean Kramer back after missing a start, which is certainly good news. Good news, too, is Jackson Holliday September after a dreadful August. Now, he's getting on base, but the power numbers were down. The batting average was lame. Now he's kind of raking at a pretty high level. So what, and Mike Bordick said it, too, to us, you know, to see him finish out the season on a high note would be awesome. And we're certainly starting to see that right now.
Right, you are, Bob. And I think that part of the reason is, you know, he's never played this much. You know, this is hard playing 100. You know, he's going to end up probably playing 155 or 157 games, I think. And, you know, he's never done that before. This is long. This is hard. And I think he's going to be a terrific player. He's already a really good player. And I think he's going to be a terrific player. But yeah, it would be nice to see in these last 12 games that he finishes strong. It would be nice to see Couser, finish strong. Adley Rutschman will probably have about 6 games where he's with the club, and they'd like to see him be healthy. But and Jordan Westberg, who may well be activated today. So those are the guys who you want to see do well in the last, you know, in the last couple of weeks, and hopefully they'll keep away from from even more injuries. I mean, it was pretty surprising and disappointing to find out about Albert Suarez yesterday. So lots of intrigue, and then Jackson Holliday is certainly somebody who will help make the job an attractive one.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming weeks.
Now, Rich, like some of the manager candidates that you mentioned, I'm guessing because of if you're dealing with Elias, it's got to be an analytical guy and a guy that, will buy into all those things, you know, like having the batting order handed to him and all that type of stuff. Then that would be the only thing that a veteran guy may not like about this job if he doesn't have total control.
Well, no manager has total control now, Benny. I mean, I think that this is the Orioles certainly are analytically oriented. But I think that every manager collaborates with the front office now. There are no more, old school managers who are managing now who will accept the level of collaboration. Even Dave Roberts, who's a terrific manager, maybe the best manager in baseball now, collaborates with his front office. So I don't think the Orioles are an outlier when it comes to it. They may be more analytically oriented than other teams, but I think every team relies a lot on analytics.
Rich Dubrow, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com as we're in the final 12 games of the season for the Orioles?
Well, I'll be at all 12 of these exciting games, like the one last night. Last night we had lots of 517 dogs were in attendance at Wrigley Field. So that was pretty. That was pretty exciting. But
was
we,
any people
we,
there?
There was more dogs than people. It looked like
it was a partial sellout
of dogs.
And you know, we'll have coverage of the off season moves and what's likely to happen and what does happen. So lots of intrigue at BaltimoreBaseball.com.
Well, Rich Dubrow, appreciate your time as always. I'll see you down there on Thursday and Friday, and hopefully Elias will get up and tell us who he's going to hire as manager and stun the world. I'm not holding my breath, but you dig where I'm
coming. He's already hired him, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, please don't hold your breath, Bob. We need you.
That's right. All right, Rich, have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a hot dog.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
There's Rich Dubroff, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. American League East report, then NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Vinny's People 5 at 1:15. College football talk. Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Clemson, Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Clemson. Who's still alive? Possibly in a playoff. Could they both be?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.